City 6 for 2, Kyle Field between Deacon and Southeast 1. Zach James here on KICStream.7. Thank you so much for making us a part of your Friday night. Southeast 1 tries to lead things off with an onside kick, but failure to make it 10 yards. So Deacon will open up the game with good. Peking can respond quickly once again, and they're already up 7-0. Jake Copeland with a big, we'll call it a 45-46 yard run to start things off, and Peking already leads 7-0 with 9:35 remaining in the quarter. Finds a returner by Christian Whitrock here, and he gets back across midfield to about the 48 yard line. So that's where Peking will set up shop here for their second drive. I'm Zach James. Thank you so much for making the support of your Friday night here on Friday Night Lights, KIIC Stream on .7. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you in part by Mike's Parts and Service. Mike's Parts and Service in Richland is your local AAA-approved auto repair center that honors the show your car to save program. In addition to their full line of maintenance and repair services, they are also your best source for custom hydraulic hoses at Mike's Parts and Services in Richland. Deacon will set up shop on the Southeast 1 side of the football here. First down, right around the 48-yard line. Coach Donovan setting out his offense for the second time tonight. Like I said, the first drive was a short one, about 21 seconds for the Panthers. Two plays, 47 yards. So quick doing there by the Peking Panthers. Deacon will set up shop here in I formation set. Trips receivers to the far side. Nobody on the near side. Also takes the snap pass, screen pass out to Chase Copeland. This time he has an open lane and gets brought down right around the 31-yard line. So a good game there by Copeland. About 2 yards, making it about a 3rd and 5 here. For Peking, we apologize for the technical difficulties tonight. We'll try and go in and out of that as smoothly as we can tonight. 3rd and about 2 here, I formation here for Peking. Also keeps it. So Peking already in the red zone for the second time already tonight. We're not even 4 minutes into the game. Substitution here for Southeast. Well, they don't have too many subs on that Southeast Leland bench. They're only about 5 or 6 yards there. They look great. They do have their depth of the roster like of an 8-man group and have to play in Clamp City, so that's tough for the folks out from Liberty Center. Southeast Warren in their green pants, white tops, white helmets, Peking in all black. All stuff rolls towards right. Pass up to the outside. The Petey Claw for a with 2:04 remaining on the clock. It's 14-0. Southeast Warren. Excuse me, Peking here at Panther Field. Peking in all those black uniforms. And looks like this game might be out of hand already. We're just 3 minutes and 56 seconds into the game. And that's what seems to be expected, unfortunately. You like to see ball games that are closed, obviously, but tonight, that's just not going to be how it is with Southeast Warren struggling and still trying to whip the wounds for most of the season. And it looks like it's going to be another story of that here tonight at Southeast Warren. And we'll receive the kickoff. Receive the kickoff once again here with 8:04 remaining in the first quarter.
Go love bombing anyway, so I'm going to...
She can get me to kick off once again, and it's a squib kick this time, and it is fielded looks like by number 76, Jesse Tolis, there on in the backfield, and it looks like he brings it out right around the 30-35 yard line. We'll get the official spot on that. That is Warren, as that's up for their second drive of the evening. 14-0 already your score, peaking leading with 7:58 remaining in the first quarter. And it looks like that 35-point emergency rule might come into effect sooner than what we expected here for, so it could be a short night. Hand off to the right side of, on the defensive line, trying to make the running back not reach the line of scrimmage. There on the run, it looks like Zach Baker. And he'll be brought down. It didn't look like he reached the line of scrimmage there, so we'll call it 2nd and 10. And Southeast Warren will call a timeout and get things situated here with 7:39 remaining in their first quarter. Okay, a part of your Friday night. Southeast one will set up in which one formation here. Now, Peaky's defensive line just jumping all over that one. Jared Bond on the play, just picking up the read on that one and bringing down the Southeast one quarterback on that one, Gabe Henderson, and he'll... One here, right around the 32-yard line, let's call it. Henderson under center, three running backs in the backfield. Henderson roll out to his right, tries to throw it to his tight end, number 45, Josh Mosher, on that one, and a pass ball incomplete, and it'll be 4th and 12, and Southeast Warren will be forced to punt once again here for the third time this quarter. Whitrock back to receive for Beacon. He's standing near the 43-yard line, awaiting the kick here. And good snap. Running back did get back to the field, to the original line scrimmage, so we'll call it 2nd and 10 here, halfway through the first quarter. Peaking leading 21-0 here in a Class K District 6 battle. Henderson under center, flips it to his running back, and hard to read the numbers. I think that was Waller on the run, and he'll be brought down. Gain of about 5 on the play, or it'll be 3rd and 5 for the Panthers.
Third down and 5
here for Southeast Warren. Peaking trying to force the Warhawk defense to another 3 and out. And a flip to Lawler once again. He tries to turn the corner, but met by Whitrock on the far side there. And it looks like Lawler didn't gain much, and it'll be 4th and 5 once again, and Southeast Warren will be forced to punt here on the downhill side of the first quarter. been about six. We're about to receive again. Now he moves up. I think Duffy's wanted to go for it here. Nope, there were going on the hard count. They were trying to force Pekin to go offside there, but not doing that. Duffy's one is forced to call their second timeout of the half with 4:53 remaining to go in the first quarter. Pekin lead 20-1. We'd like to thank our 2013 sponsors, Mike Parks and Service, Hinshaw Trailer Sales, Wind Tiling, Myers Automotive, Pioneer Hybrid, Sticky Oil, Midwest Assisted Living, Community First Credit Union, and Windstream. We'd like to thank all those fine folks for letting us come out here and bring you high school football, not only here from Pekin, but around Southern Iowa tonight on the KIIC High School Football Radio Network. 9 stations tonight to choose from here tonight, so cruise around, but keep it right here when you can, right here on Stream.7, right here on KIIC. Southeast 1 is going to punt. Whitlock winning a midfield 40, catches it to the 49-yard line, but he has room to go.
Meantime, gain of about, it looks like no gain there, so it will be 3rd and 12 here for Southeast Warren. While it did throw for 14 times last time, used a two-quarterback system last week in their 75-16 loss to Pleasantville. In 12 here, 3:03 remaining. Lawler looking to throw. It was a good throw, but it's out of bounds. And pass intended for Baker, and it'll be a 4th and 12 here. You like to think Southeast Warren's going to punt once again. Back to kick it away. Whitrock isn't even going to handle this punt as it rolls to the 24-25-yard line, pinning Pekin deep into their own territory really for the first time tonight, as Pekin will set up shop with 2:49 left to go here in the first quarter, right around the 26-yard line at 24. And it'll be 1st and 10 here for the Panthers, who are in their home black uniforms tonight. I formation here for the Panthers. One right wide receiver to each side. In off here, huge hole for Club. And he runs it down across midfield to around the 48-yard line. It'll be a Pekin first down. Call that a 28-yard gain. It'll be 1st and 10 once again as the clock ticks down to around 2:30 remaining in the first quarter. 28-0 is the score already. Also rolls to his right. He's looking for a hole, and he'll be brought out of bounds. Gain of about 15 there. Another Pekin first down. And it's first down once again with 2:22 remaining down towards the 31-yard line there. Pekin wasting no time on the huddle. They go straight to the line. 2:22 remaining in the first quarter. I formation here for Pekin. Hit off. Copeland must run right up the middle. Tanner Adam on the run, excuse me. That's who I thought it was. Still trying to learn names to numbers here. Adam left it down, cruised down towards the 7-yard line. So a good 24-yard gain for Adam there. And it's 1st and goal once again for the Panthers. And looks like that play didn't go much of anywhere. Also tried to go to his left there, and I think he just lost his footing on that. No gain there, second and goal. Tried to run the option there, and I think also just lost his footing there. 1:40 remaining in the first quarter. And a few flag on the play. We'll see what that is. Had him carrying the ball down to the 2. And we'll see what the penalty is here. The head official walks. They're going to talk about it, but I think it's holding on Pekin, I would say. Pekin walking backwards here, assuming it's on them. They're assuming it's on them. I think they're right. A legal shift there by Pekin, and it will be on them, so it'll be a 5-yard penalty, so it'll be about 2nd and 12 here for the Panthers. Also, goes to his left. He can keep it if he wants. I think he will, and he'll find the end zone for another Pekin touchdown, making it 34-0 here with a minute 16 remaining in the first quarter. My goodness. Southeast Warren just can't find a stop there. So, get the special teams out here. Trying if we can't make it 35-0. It's not good hold. The kick is up, and it's true. And it is 35-0 here with a minute 16 remaining to go in the first quarter. That one was an awesome rushing touchdown. So just go down the list here, and you can just see that Pekin's mixing it up a little bit. And also pass, Brody long run, of course, from Whitrock, kickoff return, and now a rushing touchdown to make it at 35-0. I think either Copeland or Adam had that second touchdown. I'm trying to keep track with all the technical difficulties, but I think we're set right now. And if we have any more technical difficulties, we apologize, but it looks like we should be good to go for the rest of the way. Pekin looking to kick off once again for the 5th time tonight, if my math serves me correctly. We're not even through the end of the first quarter yet, and it looks like the continuous clock should be in effect for the rest of the night. Good kickoff here. Southeast one fields it right around the 10 and will be brought down right around the 20-yard line. Making the tackle there was Keaton Wynn. One-on-one coverage there. Making the nice tackle, and the Southeast Warren will set up shop right around the 23-yard line with 1:12 remaining to go in the first quarter. Pekin already leading 35-0. We'll try and find a Montezuma BGM score for you. We know that's a big game up in Palatine County tonight in Class A District 6 play. So we see if we can't find a score for you before tonight is through an update or two. And sack is Southeast Warren quarterback there. Club on the sack, and it'll be 2nd and 15. We're under a minute here in the quarter. Well, these numbers are hard to read for Southeast Warren. White uniforms, gray numbers, so light gray numbers. So we'll get to Southeast Warren's numbers as best we can here. Warming up on the sideline here is Ryan Swenson for Pekin here, and he'll have some pretty good playing time tonight, it looks like. Southeast Warren makes it back and then some. Gain of about, we'll call it 8 here, making it 3rd and 6. And we'll swing in that play towards the when we start up a new quarter game, because that horn is the end of the first quarter. Pekin leading 35-0 here. Just the relentless offensive attack by Pekin Panthers here in the first quarter. Not much else you can say about it. 5 touchdowns, no drive has lasted longer than about 2 minutes. So Pekin, when they get the ball, they're relentless to attack and find the end zone here. And Southeast Swarm going to have a hard time finding the end zone tonight, but we'll see if we can't find them a touchdown or two towards the end of the ball game here. But it'll be difficult against the first-string defense by the Pekin defense, who has played so well this season. They played well last week against Montezuma. Tanner Adam with 3 interceptions last week. And yet, I don't think Pekin will... I attended the pregame on KISC, the mothership, if you will, that last week, judging by last week's stats, I thought Southeast Swarm would abandon the run, only having 6 net yards last week, but it looks like Pekin, I mean, Southeast Swarm, excuse me, is gonna rely on the run a little bit heavier tonight. And just developing as young players, is they don't have very many guys, and they don't have very much to brag about this season, as there's a make the tackle, speak of the devil, with Tanner Adam to force yet another 4th down for Southeast Warren. But just going back to Southeast Warren, they got to find something to be happy about, and I think a touchdown or two would make this loss a little bit easier to stomach. No loss is easy to stomach, obviously, but a couple touchdowns by Southeast Warren might make them a little bit happier as they head back home to Warren County. Along Highway 92 tonight. Good kick there. Whitrock not doing much with that as it rolls to the market down officially at the 43-yard line of Southeast Warren. So Pekin with a short field to work with once again with 11:19 left to go here in the first half. Now I can say first half. Now that's the second quarter. Pekin with the ball once again. It looks like Swanson is in this time. Swanson, I apologize. All set tonight, and what's to be done already at the quarterback position. Swanson hands it off to number 21, Copeland, and he makes it down as they move from right to left this time. Get it down to around the 33-yard line. Not quite enough for a first down. We'll call it second and short. Second and one. 11 minutes left to go in the second quarter. Swanson, only a sophomore. He'll set up under center this time. I'm sure he'll hand it off, and he does there. Copeland once again finds a big opening to the 10, the 5. Barely touched, and that'll be another Pekin touchdown at the 10:37 mark. So just like that, it is 41-0 in favor of the Panthers. And the kicking team comes out once again. Making the kick. Get a better look at his number 9 than 86 or 96. Look like a 96 Brian Green for PDC of the night. Been perfect so far. Good snap. Good hold. And the kick is good. And just like that, with 10:37 left to go in the second quarter, it is 42-0 in favor of Pekin pulling away. I think the game's already out of reach for Southeast Warren, and if you're Southeast Warren, you just have to keep keep the positivity going, and I know how difficult that can be, but, you know, it's just something you got to do, and I think the student-athletes can learn a good lesson out of this season. You know, when your back's against the wall, when you don't have a normally good season like they're having, and I don't expect them to win. I don't remember who their game is against next week. I know they've already faced CGM, thankfully, but no matter how I think it's supposed to happen, actually, next week. And no matter how that Southeast 1 season will turn out, they can be proud that none of them quit. You know, they kept it in check. They kept together as a group, and that's something that they can be proud of no matter what the win or loss record is. Brain set to kick off once again for the Panthers. Here comes the kick, and it's a decent kick, right around the 15-yard line. And the returner will just simply take a knee to avoid the tackle there. Not sure if I've ever seen that before, take a knee to avoid the tackle on a kickoff return, but nonetheless, Pekin will set up, set up shop right around the 20-yard line. You're listening to KISD, Stream.7 tonight. Zach James going in for Tim Hamby. Thank you so much for making this a part of your Friday night. Pekin leading here, 42-0. Southeast Warren sets up in a bunch formation here and hand off to the right left side. Run made there by Zach Baker. Looks like Waller, on the carry. And not much game there. We'll call it 2nd and 10. Ball set up right around the left hash. Three running backs in the backfield once again. Another handoff. Adam is there on the tackle once again, and also there in the vicinity, Jeff Green coming out of that pile there, John Hollingsworth, as Waller carries it once again. Gain of about 1, we'll call it 3rd and 9 here for Southeast Warren, right around the 24-yard line. Nine here, man in motion, and off once again, and met immediately by that Pekin defensive line, and just like that, another 3 and out for Southeast Warren. Hollingsworth on the stop once again, and it'll be 4th and about 9 here for Southeast Warren. Britt Rock back to receive once again, standing at around the 47-yard line. And here comes the snap finally. The kick, it's a good kick. I think it's the kicker's best kick of the night so far, but it goes sideways, so a bad bounce for Southeast Warren, a good bounce. If you're for Pekin tonight, and it'll land in Pekin territory once again right around the 47-yard line. With 8:16 remaining to go. And Pekin trying to bump up the scoreboard once again to make it, they can't make it 48-0. Swanson back out there for the Panthers. They're set up in a pistol formation this time. And he'll pull off the option. He'll keep it. Now he should be brought down. Looks like Northup. Trevor Northup now in for the Panthers. So Coach Joe Donovan giving his quarterback, some playing time tonight. That's what PQ did out of this game. Yes, they'll win easily. They're up by 42, but the younger bunch can get a lot of varsity game experience out of tonight, and I think that's what Coach Donovan is already pulling out of his hat here with 7:41 left to go in the half. So look for younger bunch to get a lot of reps tonight. Low snap there on the shotgun snap. That'll bring Pekin back into their own territory here, back right around the 42-yard line. And it'll make it third and about 23. It's typically the first green out. Southeast Lorne Forest is here tonight. And I'll feel right up the middle, and it'll be close to a first down. Adam on the carry. And it'll be a game 20 on the play. A little short, call it 21. Crossing back into Southeast Lorne territory, and it'll be 4th and 3 here at Pekin. Pekin going for it here. I formation set. Swanson bobbled the snap a little bit of him, but I opened off to Petey Club, and he's gone towards the end zone on a 4th and 5 touchdown Pekin, and it is 48-0 with 6:37 left to go in the quarter. So when it rains, it pours for the Panthers. And Brain's going back after the kick once again. He's had an eventful night as well. If you're a kicker, you don't expect to kick 7 PATs in a game, but still have the opportunity here with 6:37 left to go in the second quarter. High snap, but none doing there. The hold was good, and the kick is good, and it is 49-0 here at Pekin. Pretty much put things away here, and we'll see if Southeast Lorne can't find themselves on the board here. Unfortunately for Southeast Lorne, they've given up around 75 points in each of the last three games. One to Montezuma, one to Pleasantville, and 76 to Lindo Sully. And hopefully Coach Donovan calls off the dogs before it gets to that point, but he might not have a choice if Southeast Lorne is going to let the Pekin offense into the end zone, as they have in each of the last 7 first drives here for the Panthers here in the first 17-plus minutes of tonight's game. Next week, Pekin takes on BGM, a pretty big game next week, and most of the Pekin crowd, I'm a Montezuma kid, so most of the Pekin crowd is asking me for a score, and we'll look for one here here in a couple minutes or so once we have a little bit of downtime. Kickoff away here, turned right around the 15-yard line, and there to make the stop is Keaton Wynn on the far side near the Southeast Lorne end zone, sideline, excuse me, and Southeast Lorne will set up shop once again in deep in their own territory, looking for their first score, down 49-0, there was 6-plus minutes left to go in the first half. And off here, and it doesn't look like to be much. It's Pekin's offense and defensive line forces running back towards a loss of about 5-7 or so. I think I heard a Whitrock on the tackle there, so it'll be 2nd and 16 here with about 6.5 left to go here in the second quarter.
Quarterback trying to scramble here. Now he'll just let it go. Not towards anywhere. The closest person towards that was Kate Milliken of Pekin. I mean, it'll be an incomplete pass. I think it was Henderson on the throw. And it'll be third and 16. And another run. And it looks like to be incomplete here with 6:03 remaining in the half. Southeast War once again going to punt. 49-0 score. Perfect back to return again. Adam coming in late. The Southeast Sword only had 10 players out there, too. And there's the kick. And it looks like to be a short one, which will bounce backwards near the 35-yard line. And that's where Pekin will set up shop once again with 5:54 remaining in the quarter. 49-0. Pass this time, and it is complete, but immediately met Swanson with the catch. From Northup, but immediately met by Cameron Hurstler on that one. Gain of five, second five here for the Panthers. Swanson using a tie on that one. Pistol formation here for Pekin. And up to. Handoff to Tanner Adam, who goes untouched right off the goal. And it is good for another Pekin touchdown, and you can make it 55-0 now. Pekin retaking the lead. Rain back to kick once again for yet another PAT. High snap, good hold, and the kick almost recognized up in the cherry picker up there. And the kick is no good, so it'll remain 55-0 here. Pekin can afford to have one or two mistakes tonight, but not next week. Against the BGM, and Tim will be back in the booth for you here on KIC Stream and .7 tonight, next week. But tonight we've got Pekin up 55 here 5 minutes before halftime. The continuous clock rule does not go into effect until the second half, so we'll have to wait out these 5 minutes and 15 seconds for that to go into effect. And if you're asking us, a 50-point rule goes into effect. Well, a mistake happened to that a few years ago, so. For teams to, for younger players to get playing experience, and I understand that, but I think if you're a Southeast Warren fan, I still think you want that rule to go into effect to not allow 75 points each, and like in their case, in each of the last 3 weeks.
kickoff team is back out for the Panthers. And the kick, and it's a decent one, and it's picked up by the Southeast one returner, who will take a knee once again. Let's see who that is. I think I had a Josh Schumberg on the return. And Southeast one will start things off right around at the 25-yard line with 5:12 remaining in the quarter, picking up 55-0. Speaking, I'm sure, just trying to get some of their younger kids a little bit of some reps here. Hand off here. Met immediately by Jaden Nicholson at the line. Not much gain there, and it is 2nd and 10. For Southeast Warren. Subs keep going in and out for Pekin. Trying to get everybody some good playing time tonight. I don't blame Coach Donovan for doing that. Coaches already had their headsets off. Hand off once again, and met once again by the Pekin defensive line, making it in the third, if they give the runner anything on that, maybe a foot or two or so. We'll call it 3rd and 10 once again, with 4:10 remaining to go in the half. Southeast one taking their time in the huddle. Toss play, and it's broken up by Jeff Green. And it'll be a gain of about 2, but still a long ways to go for Southeast Warren, and they'll be electing to punt once again. And Whitlock will assume his position once again near the 45-yard line. Low snap, but got the kickoff. It was a long return this one, and then bounced favorably towards the Pekin side of things, and it'll be brought down at the 37-yard line, and that's where Pekin will set up shop once again. 55-0 your score, 2:44 remaining to go in the first half. I'm Zach James, going in for Tim Hadley tonight. Thank you so much for making us a part of your Friday night. And the first play is a nice one down the sideline. See who carried that. I believe might have been Copeland on that one. Down to the 20-yard line. 1st and 10 once again for Pekin.
And another carry for Pekin. It must be, this is another touchdown, and it is. Jeff Green on the touchdown here for Pekin. And the Jets like that. With 2:12 remaining, and put another one on the board for the Panthers, and it is 61-0. And the kick is up. Green kick once again is good. And Jets like that. That'll make the score 62-0 with the 2:12 remaining to go in the half. Pekin has to be happy about their performance here tonight. And it's not be sworn. Just got to pick yourself up the score once again. And go back at it next, because they'll be facing off against North Mahaska, I believe it is, next week to close out the season. You'd like to think, you'd like to hope that Southeast Warren gets another, gets a win at least this season, but judging by the looks of things, I think it'll be tough for Southeast Warren to have that happen. And just forget about the season, move on. Football and wrestling is, not football, basketball and wrestling is right around the corner. First day practice for girls, believe it or not, is, I believe, 3 weeks from Tuesday, I want to say. So, the winter season coming right around really quickly. Here comes the kick once again. Looks to be a good one. It's Muff. And that won't help Southeast one at all. The flag on the play, hard hit. I believe Conger was there on the head. Could have been Conger or Milliken. The flag on the play. Could be a face mask. Personal foul on, first call, we'll call it, on picking the first penalty of the evening. And one Coach Donovan, I'm not sure he's going to be too pleased about, but he doesn't have much to be complaining about tonight, he's asking the sideline what happened there. I don't think he'll be too upset on that one. Now move the ball to the 26-yard line for the Warhawks. First and 10. Bunch formation set here for Southeast Warren. Handoff. And finds the hole. And a nice little run there. Trying to find a name on that one. That was really hard to read. Let's get the Barnes on that one. We'll make it 2nd and 4 with 98 seconds left to go. Clock ticking away now under 1:30. Well, it's cloudy to start off the game, but I think it's clear off, and now the moon's peaking, shining brightly. High formation here for Southeast one of them. Big run there. And the first down for Southeast one tonight. Run right around midfield. And we'll get the run that time. So Wayne Becker on that one with 1:05 left to go. And up once again to Becker. Fullback there. Gain of about 4 on the play. Runs out of bounds. The last stop to clock with about 55 seconds left to go. Southeast Warren, this might be the best chance to score here tonight. Call it 2nd and 5. Ball on the 47. Crossing midfield. 62-0. 55 seconds left to go in the half. Many substitutions to Pekin. Running to the right side this time. And not much gain on that one.
while we're on the carry, not much gain there. Make it 3rd and 5, 40 seconds to go in the half. Substitutions coming in. Logan Lamb, Logan Cates coming in. Coming in from Nicholson. And looks like Eric Adam there. Carried once again while we're on the carry. Not much gain there either. And I think that's how the half is going to end. 4th and about 4. And it doesn't look like Southeast wants to waste their last timeout. And Pekin has no reason to waste the timeout. So I think that's how the half is going to end. And that is your halftime score with the Pekin leading 62-0 going in to the locker room. We'll ship it back to the studio and let you know when I come back on and for you guys back out there in the Albia studio, and we'll reconnect you in a little bit. Halftime score, Pekin leads 62-0. The warm-up period, so we'll see if Southeast One can put some points up on the board. Down 62-0, the continuous clock will go into effect. So not too long of second half here, unless if Southeast One can put up about 30 points here. It looks like this game is in the books. If you're looking for a BGM Montezuma score, BGM is up at the half against Montezuma, 27-0. We'll have a little bit of reaction on that coming up later tonight during the locker room show after the Albia I-35 game on 96.7 KIIC. You're currently in tune to stream number 7 here between Pekin and Southeast Warren. I'll have a post-game interview with Coach Joe Donovan tonight later on, so be out on the lookout for that. If we don't air it on during the locker room show, be sure to attach it on my Twitter handle, and you can follow me on Twitter at Zachary W. James. That's ZachAryWJames. If you're locked in on Twitter there, and on Facebook, go like our Facebook page, Thunder Country KIIC, on Facebook, and on Twitter as well, KIICFM, all one word, all lowercase. So you can find us on Twitter and Facebook as well. So Pekin, we'll kick things off to lead off the second half. Southeast One will have the ball, and the continuous clock will go into effect. So it looks like this half, it shouldn't be much of a lengthy one at all. Looks like some of the fans have already gone home, already thinking, or out to their cars, thinking that this game is in hand. And here we go with the kickoff. And they're going to make the return, I believe it's Hersler. And he'll try and turn the corner, but be forced out of bounds near the 20-yard line. That's where Southeast One will set up shop here to start off the third quarter. Plenty of touchdowns to talk about. We'll try and delve and try and put things together before we sign off tonight. Lots of touchdowns, especially in that first quarter. In the second quarter, just lots to dissect. But if you're a coach, that's good, especially when you score about 9 touchdowns, I believe it is. My math is a little off, but I believe it is 9 touchdowns so far tonight by the Panthers. I wonder what the school record is. Hand off here, and it looks like the defensive line doesn't give Wawu too much to work with here. Gain of about 3, make it 2nd and 7, already a minute 5 into the half. Second and 7, we'll call it a short 7. Ball near the 23-yard line, 22.5, let's call it. Three running backs, toss play here, trying to get around to the outside. There to make the tackle is is Logan Cates bringing down Lawler. Gain of about 7 on that one. Fresh set of down 2 for Southeast Warren. Just shy of the 30-yard line, another first down here. Four-man front set here for Pekin. Looking to blitzer, looks for the run here. And it looks like the quarterback will keep it. To be a loss. Henderson on the carry, loss of about 3 on the play, make it 2nd and 13 for the Panthers. 9:25 to go, 62-0 Edgewood score. Pekin looking forward to BGM next week. BGM up 27-0 at the half up in Montezuma. Toss play once again to Lawler. Sweet play. And he may have found the original line of scrimmage on that one. Not much game there. We'll give him one. Call it 2nd and 12 with 8:55 to go in the third quarter. Third 14, the scoreboard officially puts it, 8:40 to go. Henderson under center here, he'll toss it to Lawler once again, trying to find the outside, has a ways to go for the first down, and it looks like he'll be shoulders. Brought down by Scott Engelmeyer there. Jet child be 4th and 1. I assume Southeast Warren is going to go for it here. Why not? You're down 62. You got nothing to lose. And it looks like they will elect to go for it here. Three-man front here for Pekin. Secondary already up towards the line of scrimmage, and it doesn't look like Southeast Warren is going to get that first down. It looks like Matthew Jones was there on the stop, and Pekin will take over possession with 7:20 remaining in the third quarter. 62-0 to score. Hopefully Baylor doesn't put up as many points up on Iowa State tomorrow as Pekin has put up on Southeast Warren. Baylor's offense, that's a difficult offense. You can listen to the Iowa State game tomorrow night on KISC 96.7. Botched snap. Quarterback was under center there. Swanson back under center. He lost control of the snap, but gained back control right away. Loss of 1. But you can listen to the Iowa State game tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. on KIC 96.7. Pre-game, I would imagine, would be around 4 o'clock. Swanson in the pits for this time. And a handoff to Tyler Copeland, and he'll make it down towards the 20-yard line. We'll call it right at the 20. And it'll be another fresh set of down. So good to see the younger Copeland freshman getting some reps in. And Pekin's once again in the red zone. Meanwhile, the Hawkeyes play tomorrow as well. That's a 2:30 game, and you can hear that on 106.9 KOJY. Looks like Pekin's just going to elect to kick a field goal here. This would be a 37-yarder for Brain. Good snap, good hold, and he's got the distance! No, just short of the crossbar, and it kind of needed a couple more yards on that one. I think he would have made it, but no good. And Southeast Warren will take take it back over with 525. I don't mind the call there. You got to get your kicker a little bit of reps. Yes, he's 8 of 9 on PATs tonight. He does have a little bit of work in on that area, but it doesn't hurt to have your kicker get some reps in on field goals because you never know when they might come handy, either next week or in the playoffs. And I think the coaching staff is starting to see the range a little bit of Brian Green there. I think if that was a 35-yarder, I think he would have made it, but a 37 just shy of the lower bar there. Meanwhile, Lawler takes a handoff and is immediately brought down by... the young man who brought him down. Get that to Matthew Jones, 2nd and 11. 4 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Henderson under center. And off right up the middle. Gain of about 2 on the play. I think I saw Kyle Miller at the bottom of that pile. We'll call it 3rd and 9. Continuous clock here in the second half, peaking up 62-0, 3:52 to go in the third quarter. Man in motion. Henderson under center, sweet play, and it looks like it was a carry for about 1 or so, but it'd be 4th and 7 here for Southeast 1, and I think they're going to have to punt here. I believe, just looking down across the sideline here on the Pekin side, I think everybody's been in tonight so far, which is good to see. Fourth and about 7. And the kick is in the air. Here to return it is Brady Donovan. But Donovan doesn't have a chance to return that as the ball goes out of bounds near the Southeast Warren side of the ball, right around the 48-yard line. And it'll be Swanson going back out as the Pekin quarterback. Two toy left to go in the quarter. Swanson hands it off. Tyler Copeland with the ball once again, bustling his leg. Might have had the first down there, and he does. Gave him about 11. Down to the 36-yard line. With under 2 minutes to go, yet another first down for Pekin. We'll see if Coach Donovan gives Brain another chance to kick here. I don't see him warming up on the sideline. He is walking around a little bit on the sideline. Now North comes in as quarterback. And Jeff Brain with the carry there for another first down. This one down to the 22-yard line, gain of 14. Yet another Pekin of first down. Minute 10 left to go here in the third quarter. And it'll be Copeland going around the right side, trying to turn the corner. I saw contact made with the pylon, but I think he was just short beforehand. He steps out at the half-yard line. And it's first and goal for the Panthers once again. Panthers yet to score here in the quarter. 44 seconds left to go. This could be the last play of the quarter. Rope up under center, I formation. And off the Copeland, ball on the ground. We'll see who comes up with this fumble. And it's Southeast Florida who comes up with the fumble. Southeast Florida will set up shop right around the 4-yard line. First turnover of the night for Pekin, which doesn't mean much. Coach Sharman's still going to be a little disappointed in that. But I think that the quarter will come to a close here. And with the end of the third quarter, Southeast Florida has to go clear the other end to come back to this end to try and score. And with 2-3, Pekin held a scoreless from that one, leading 62-0. At home here. They'll face off against Pekin next week. I'm Zach James. Thank you so much for making support of your Friday Night View on KIIC Stream at .7. Coming up is the Locker Room Show on 96.7 with scores, interviews, and highlights throughout all the action tonight throughout Southeast Iowa. So tune in and change your radio dial once this game goes final over to that. You might catch the end of Pekin, Albia and I-35. That game is a little out of reach as well. So that game might be over quickly as well. And we'll catch a Locker Room Show coming up up until midnight right here on 96.7. And then the coach's show, Albia coach's show on 96.7. And then they'll pick up Iowa State coverage starting at 4 o'clock or so tomorrow night as they're down in Waco, Texas against the Baylor Bears. The Hawkeyes, as we alluded to as well, face up against Ohio State. You can catch that on all ABC stations in Iowa, or you can catch it on 106.9 KOJY here coming up. And I think the head official is coming to coach to talk to you, Coach Donovan. I'm not sure what about. But Southeast Warren making their way down towards the 4-yard line after receiving that fumble. So that is something that they can take away from tonight. It looks like they might win the turnover margin if they can just hold on to the football and stay disciplined for the rest of the night. For right now, it is first down at the 4-yard line. And Henderson will go under center here, hand off to Lawler, I would assume. Not much gain there, if anything. Gain of about one. It'll be second and nine here. Most of second string, I would say, is in right now for Pekin. Most household names, if you will, are on the sideline. Second and ten. Could be a fullback run there, but not much gain there either. Maybe a gain of two, make it third and eight at the 6-yard line. Third and eight, right around the 7.5-yard line, we'll call it. Southeast Warren getting out of their huddle. Already 90 seconds into the fourth quarter. Quarterback under center. Toss to the outside, but met immediately. We'll give him forward progress on that. Zach Bowler on the stop. Loss of one. It'll be fourth and long here for the Warhawks, and they'll be forced to punt once again towards the back of their end zone. So they got the turnover, but couldn't do much with it. It's another three and out for the Warhawks. Good snap. And it's a
favorite kick, but Donovan won't have a chance to return that one either. And it'll be first and 10, and Pekin will be in Southeast Warren territory once again, and the quarterback this time around, I believe, it's Swanson out there. Now he's just getting the call. It will be Swanson to start out the drive, and the ball is at the 31-yard line. So another short field here for Pekin. Swanson, the fielding, some of his new offensive linemen, where to go here. He's under center. He takes the snap. Option play. He runs, rushes it down to around the 24, let's call it. So a gain of 7, and it'll be 2nd and 3 for the Panthers. 8:53 left to go in the ballgame. Pekin leading 62-0. Oh, scoreless in the third quarter. The first scoreless quarter since last week at Montezuma, who at last check was trailing 27-0. BGM's a tough team. They know how to score the ball. They put up 75 against these Warhawks. Swanson with the option play. He pitches it out to Brain, who is immediately tackled. Looks like Taylor Allen on the stop. Another turnover there. And two turnovers now by Pekin tonight. I believe they had three last week, so two tonight. I know Coach Donovan will have to preach about that this week leading up to BGM, because turnovers, you don't want to turn the ball over against a high offensive attack like the BGM Bears. Four-man front for the Panthers. Like a quarterback sneak. And he'll gain about maybe 1 on the play, make it 2nd and 9 with 7.5 to go. Montezuma, if you're watching, faces off against Linville Sully next week. That one's at home. Believe that one's at home. I'll have to double check. Pekin and BGM will face off next week. Tim will be back with you. Southeast Warren just coming out of the huddle here. 6:53 left to go. Pekin has this one in hand. 63-0. Toss to the outside. And Donovan trying to make the stop here. Now, Waller will go around to the other side, find an opening, and get positive yardage out of it. Gain of about 3 on the play. Make it 3rd and 1. No, he got more than that. He got about 5 or 6 on the play. Make it 3rd and 1 from the 27. Nice run there by, I think it was Waller on the run. We'll have to double check that. My goodness, what a good run there. What good second effort. 3rd and 1 from the 33. Hand off once again. And this will be good enough for Southeast Warren first down. The 3rd one of the night, I want to say. Giving Southeast Warren to shirt about. Not a bad turnout by Southeast Warren. About 20 or 30 people in the crowd. It's a lengthy drive from Liberty Center over here to Pekin. Now, granted, it's pretty much a straight shot. Just up 92. From Southeast Warren, you go up 92 to Indianola and then over and back on down, if you wish. That's the route I would go anyway. First down here. Then back met by the entire Pekin defensive line there. And it'll be 2nd and 10 with 5 minutes to go. Second
second and 10. Second and 10. And the runners met in the backfield. We'll see who was there on the stop. It looked like Keaton went on the stop. Loss of about two on the play. Make it third and 11 from the 37. 4:25 left to go here in the ballgame. Beacon looking to go 7-1. Southeast one will drop to 0-8. It's week 9 of high school football. Last week of regular season is already next week. Hard to believe. Run to the outside and wins there on the tackle once again. There on the carry was Tanner Allen. And it'll be fourth and long once again for Southeast one, and I would expect. And they might as well go for it. You got nothing to lose with 3:45 left to go. Donovan's back to receive the punt. I don't think they're going to punt here. Now the punt team's going to come out. Donovan, obviously the son of head coach Joe Donovan, we'll talk to after the game. Donovan standing at the 36-yard line. I think that's a short formation here. Could be rugby kicking. They do get it off. Donovan will have a chance to return this one. And he munts the punt. Two bounces. He picks it back up right around the 15 and will be thrown to the ground near the 15-yard line. And Brady Donovan there with a tough return there, but still got possession of it, and Pekin will set up shop. With 2:51 left to go in the ballgame near the 15-yard line. 2:48 to go. Looks like Northup will be the quarterback here. Well, it might be the final drive of the evening. If Pekin can get a first down or two. And a little confusion on the Southeast Warren sideline, so they'll call timeout with 2.5 to go. And there shouldn't be too much confusion on that Southeast Warren sideline because they only dressed about 18 or 19 kids. So there shouldn't have been much miscommunication there, but still they had to burn their timeout with 2 minutes and 30 seconds left to go. Pekin leading 62-0. Any way you can think of teams scoring, they've pretty much done it. No defensive touchdowns for Pekin tonight, but there has been a punt return. There has been a quarterback rushing touchdown, a couple passing touchdowns in there. Just the whole smorgasbord of scoring opportunities for Pekin tonight as they'll face off against the BGM next week. And that should be a pretty good game. And that should determine the home field. The winner of that, I think, wins the district, if I'm not mistaken. Unless the Modern Sooners made a huge comeback, which I hope my Braves did, but hopefully not. First play of the drive is a run to the outside. Tyler Copeland down to the 45. Moves his footing. And he'll be brought down. He'll knock himself down. He'll be down to a 42-yard line. And a fresh set of downs for Pekin. I think they can keep the clock down now if they really want to just take a couple of knees. But they're in the pistol formation. Northup hands it off. And a good, nice hole. Wide open. Number 11, Jeff Green. Down to the 10. And that's where he'll be brought down around near the 10-yard line. About a 48-yard gain there. And Pekin wastes no time to get to the line of scrimmage. Northup in the pistol formation once again with 1:22 left to go. I think Pekin might look to score here one more time. Northup in the pistol formation, and he avoids the tackle, but loses his footing there, I think with that, I think Coach Johnson's just going to say, hey, let's just call it spade and go home with what we have. Quick substitutions, nearly a whole line substitution here, and Brent's going to attempt another field goal here. This one looks to be a 27-yarder right down the middle, giving his kicker a little bit more work here. 49 seconds left to go. Oh, it's on the left hash, I guess. Good snap, good hold. Kick is going to its left, and that one will be no good. Wide left by Brain, and no foul there either. And Southeast Warm will just probably take a knee here and call it good. 62-0. Good performance here by Pekin, and they'll look to close the season out next week with the win at the BGM. Before we get out of here tonight, let's thank all our sponsors one more time. Mike's Parts and Service, Simshaw Trailer Sales, Pioneer Hybrid, Myers Automotive, Wynn Tiling, Copeland Auto Body Shop, Dickey Oil, Windstream Community First Credit Union, Midwest Assisted Living, and thanks to all those sponsors for sponsoring Pekin High School football. And those sponsors and everybody in town will be happy tonight as Pekin defeats Southeast Warren 62-0. Catch the locker room show for our post game from here and all the other games that we're covering tonight. 9 streams. Go check out another one. As plenty of high school football still going on around Southeast Iowa. Final score for the final time tonight. Pekin wins 62-0. I'm Zach James. Thank you so much for joining us here on KIIC Stream.7. Have a good weekend and enjoy the rest of your Friday evening.